The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I cannot tell you how much that song is growing on me. Just the more and more I hear it. Oh, yeah. Well, guys, this is the second hour of the National Intelligence Report. I am your guest host today, still, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this is a bit of a treat for you guys. You should hope to appreciate this. But I have Joseph Leonard here with us. He's an author that I've had on my show earlier this week, The Red Pill Hardcore. In case you guys missed that, I know I have, this is the prime time show, and I know I have the late show as well. So in case you don't get my late show, that's why I'm guest hosting here during the prime time hour. At least I can get some good material to you guys during this hour. And once again, like I said, I had Joseph on previously, earlier this week, and I would like for him to be able to speak to some of the callers on this network. So if you guys want to call in and talk to this best-selling author, now is the time. And Joseph, if you would, reintroduce yourself and tell us about your book so people know what it is that they're calling about.
Yeah, well, you know the Dos Equis guy, right? The most interesting man
in the world.
Yeah. I like to say I'm the anti-Dos Equis guy. I'm the least interesting man on the planet.
Oh, that's not true. Come on.
But, yeah, who I am, I'm in Michigan, born and raised here. I choose to stay even though I hate the winters. I've been involved in IT and retail and automotive and, been involved in the IT side of things with most of that. My book, Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You. Now, people will make the right assumption that it's about terrorism, but that's not the sole thing that it's about. It's about people who hate America, including American leftists, trying to destroy us from within.
So, let me guess, you're not a fan of Antifa?
Well, I'm a fan of the concept. The problem is, of course, Antifa, as it's constituted here today, is like all left-wing legislation that comes out of D.C., like the Inflation Reduction Act. It's named exactly the opposite of what it is. Antifa, black-lying Marxists, Occupy Wall Street, they are all Hitlerian brown shirts, El Duce black shirts. I mean, literally, they are the fascists, engaging in the exact tactics of the 1930s fascists, trying to intimidate and silence opposition.
You know, I actually think about that a lot, how everything is named the opposite of what it is. And I often find myself fantasizing being, I don't know, the black mass terrorist who comes in and saves the guy from getting shot by an unarmed man being shot by police, or maybe I don't know, stopping a woman from walking into an abortion clinic to kill her baby.
Yeah, we are literally, I quote Animal Farm in my book, because we are literally indeed living the Orwellian nightmare that he warned us about. I post across social media about my book, Orwell in Animal Farm. It wrote about how some animals are more equal than other animals. Well, today the buzzword is equity. If he were writing Animal Farm today or a sequel, it would be some animals get more equity, aka special rights, not equal rights, than other animals.
Yeah. Would any of those animals have to be transgendered?
Well, in the sequel,
I'm gonna roll
probably
today. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't quite think they had much of that during Orwell's day. I'm sure it wasn't nil, but I'm sure it wasn't much. And I mean, during World War II, of course, there was, and I want to distinguish the LGBTQIA, what XYZ mafia, gaytivists, as I call them, from the standard touring during World War II days, wanting indeed tolerance and acceptance. It's gone way beyond that. I have gay and lesbian friends, and we have no problem, and I have no problem. I tell them my Christian perspective. They respect me. I respect them. We tolerate and accept each other. But today's gaytivists, as I call them, are about that. They're not about tolerance and acceptance. They're about indoctrinating and recruiting.
And dominance.
Recruiting into a lifestyle. Yeah, and complete intolerance. The whole left is complete intolerance of anyone who doesn't buy into the manure, to use the radio FCC-friendly term, narratives.
Yeah, I mean, acceptance, you can't, with acceptance comes love. But when you are forced to deal with something, you're going to hate it. People ask me all the time, they ask me about myself, my relationship with other people, why'd you move to Poland? If you're going to move out of the country, why do you go back to Africa? Well, well, for one, I love white people. I mean, I can't imagine my life without you guys. I've been adopted into white families many times. Being a black conservative and seeing everything going on, I don't think that you need to be entirely militant. I myself have had doors closed to me, opportunities, these things like that. But wherever there's a closed door, well, there's a window I can break. And that's how I've got to where I am today.
Yeah. Well, Joe Biden would say, "You ain't black," of course.
And oh, yes, yes, yes. I actually have a couple of phone calls recorded that I've yet to give to Mike, where I called different various offices, departments of the government, and I asked them, since Joe Biden says I'm not black, what am I supposed to do? Do I register as something else? What am I supposed to do? And nobody can answer me. Most people just hang up on me.
Well, as we respect is earned, and that's on an individual basis. I don't buy into the left-wing collectivist bullshit. And I'm sorry.
You get one forgiveness.
Bullpucky. But We are all individuals. It's individualism. And like we discussed on a Skype call earlier, Martin Luther King, content of one's character, your own character. No group is monolithic. You as a Black are an individual and think and feel independently. You are not just what your group is, and your group is not monolithic, nor is any other group.
Yeah, I mean, there are people, and you're such a sweet guy, by the way. You're incredibly sweet. You wrote this apology. I'm like, why is he writing me an apology? Like, what's going on here? What? No, it's okay. You know, free speech. I know the idea of anti-Semitism. And that has a huge umbrella of. You know, people get offended by the littlest things while the major things slip through, and it's just a mess. Any kind of racist rhetoric, it's all messy.
And like, for what, if people don't know, when I was on your show, the Red Pill Hardcore, the other day, a caller out of Canada went into the Palestinian apologist mode, the Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib apologist for terrorists who rejected Palestinian statehood 5 times. So I apologize, because even though I've done 100+ radio, TV, podcasts, whatever appearances, I should have been prepared for that kind of a call, but I wasn't mentally prepared, and I wasn't as well prepared to give responsive arguments that I did put in the, I put it at beforeitsnews.com, J. Leonard Detroit, no Owen Leonard. I write at beforeitsnews.com, and I look forward to writing for the Liberty Beacon coming soon.
Yes, but, sir.
But, yeah, I wrote an apology, yeah, to you and to the listeners for being not quite as good a person and prepared as I could and normally am. That caught me out of left field. And, again, I don't abide any group being painted and tainted as a whole. Now, if you want to badmouth George Soros or Klaus Schwab, hey, have at it. It has nothing to do with them being Jewish. It has to do with them being globalist morons.
Yeah. Yeah, I get lots of calls. I think it's just the nature of the network and our political views. But I jump every time I got to hear the word Jew. And it's like, can't we just leave the Jews out of this? Let's just attack the Zionists, please. I just don't get why people cannot make the distinction between the Zionists, the political party that is hell-bent on dominating and changing the world, versus an entire culture or race or religion of people. We can't just group them up like that.
Every group. I know some great Blacks. I know some Blacks that I would not allow in my life because they're ne'er-do-wells and I want nothing to do with it. And the same goes for a whole lot of white people, a whole lot of Asian people, a whole lot of Hispanic people, of any faith, color, creed. I know plenty of fellow, like we talked about, fake Catholics like Pelosi and Biden that I would have nothing to do with whatsoever. or Jews or Muslims or Buddhists or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Yeah, well.
And let me throw this too, because not to, again, equate that back to religion, because I know some great atheists, too. Penn and Teller. Penn and Teller is an avowed atheist, but yet he's still a very intelligent, moral, believe in right and wrong person. You don't have to base that on faith. You can base that on common sense, that killing one another, killing innocent people for no reason, is bad. Whether you back that on faith or just some common sense, which is all too uncommon these days.
Absolutely. And I want to remind our audience, the phone lines are open. Okay, you can call in 800-313-9443 or call our local number, which is 512-248-8252. Once again, that phone number is 512-248-8252. Because most people who take this hour, they usually have a long, long spiel, and they literally keep the shows for themselves. I try my best to have guests that will also listen to callers.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy to field questions. I just, to be honest, hope Ali doesn't decide to rear his ugly head and spew his hate again today. But, yeah, it depends on time zone. You know, some people are probably having dinner right now.
Yeah, getting home from work, just taking their boots off. Not Johnny Depp. Amber Heard's no longer taking his boots off. But I want to... Yeah, oh, by the way, if you want to see my stand-up comedy hour, I will be at the Improv. There in Austin, Texas. One of these days.
Well, you know, we talked about this on the Red Pill Hardcore program. You've got to keep a sense of humor. Things are so darn serious nowadays. If you don't maintain a sense of humor and a laugh, and even especially at yourself, like I did with me being the anti-Dos Equis guy, you'll be in a corner balled up crying all day long. And that's why there's even a comic relief section, a chapter in my book. And here's one of the, to give you an idea of my bad pun, lame humor, here's a joke from one of the chapters. To be or not to be? That is truly the question, because if it's to be, I got bingo!
Oh, man. See, I was like, where's you going with this? All right. Yeah, that was a good payoff there. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's you know, good to have that sense of humor. I don't know. I laugh at the president every day. I don't see why people aren't entertained.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Are you entertained?
Yeah, that's kind of an ironic laughter though, because he's sure not trying to be funny, but he is hilarious.
If he falls, if there are compilation videos on YouTube, it's just him falling. And it's just, if he weren't such an evil bastard, I'd be, oh my God, this is terrible. This is this poor old man. But no, I feel no sympathy whatsoever. I don't think any part of the country does, even his supporters.
Yeah, and his speech the other night was nothing but psychological projection. Now, we talked about Antifa, black-lying Marxists, as I call them, and Occupy Wall Street, all those groups going back to KKK. They're all shock stormtrooper-type organizations meant to badger, bully, and at times kill opposition. You know, they are fascocrats, as I call them. And when I say it, I'm not saying it out of hyperbolic rhetoric like the garbage Biden spewed was at last night. I back up with facts what I say. I've got an article about it, tinyurl.com/fascocrats. You can check it out, where I go into facts. There are 28 planks from the National Socialist Deutschland Arbeiter Party the Nazi Party platform, in today's DNC platform. Now, obviously, it's much more flowery language, but the two you will, of course, most recognize is gun control, disarming the populace, so you can badger, bully, and control the populace. And the other, socialized medicine, which has nothing to do about caring about your health. It's about having health care as a control and power mechanism over you, a wedge. You don't toe the party line, you know what? Maybe your wife or your daughter won't get that asthma meds. You know, it's about power and control. That's why we must have free market, open market health care here. So the government does not have that wedge over you.
Well, it's funny that you bring the speech up. That's what Roger and I talked about in the previous hour. And yeah, it's a lot of divisiveness. It's a lot of, you know, and he brings up semi-fascist, which I think is just an easier way to blanket people who have strong opinions about and a moral compass and realization of what's actually going on to marginalize and discredit, and in his rhetoric of unification, because he doesn't want to unify us.
No.
The people he wants to keep, and need to be well armed and patronized to put the rest of us down. The quiet
set. You know what? And he says we are a threat to democracy. And you know what? I'm going to agree with him on that. In the sense that I like to say I am conservative by nature. I am Republican only by necessity. I love the Republican platform. Rhinos are a whole other issue and problem, a whole other discussion. If we adhere to the Republican platform, it's right there in the name, people. Republican. We stand for the constitutionally limited republic. We want to defend the republic, the founding of the nation, and the promise. It wasn't perfect. We are getting a lot more closer to perfect now, but compromises were made, you know, that's fine. But we defend the Republic, and the Democrats, it's right there in their name. They want us to be like the People's Democratic Republic of China, or the Democratic Republic of North Korea, or the fake democracy, Putin, Medved, Putin again, fascist, one-party controlled Russian Soviet Union again. They're the ones that want to destroy what we are, not us.
Right. Well, I don't know. I really think Russia, and Putin, I don't know. I think he's taking good care of his people. We may not like him, but his people seem to back him up wholeheartedly.
Well, Mikhail Gorbachev died just the other day, of course, and where you are in Poland would not be a free state if it weren't for Mikhail Gorbachev, and Putin wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union. So now, they went through hard times with perestroika because it took time to transition. And that populace was so indoctrinated into socialism and being lazy and being wards of the state that, yeah, it was hard for a lot of them. And they actually longed for a strong man like Putin to bring the Soviet Union back so they could go back to being lazy wards of the state, even though half the time there wasn't bread on the shelves. But because of Mikhail, they're economy was transitioned to some degree, and they don't have those shortages, but they don't understand. If they keep going down the road they are, they're going to return to those breadline days. And you're seeing it now because of the unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Now, again, I understand all the arguments, and I have a whole 20-page argument that debunks all the arguments that seem to praise Putin as some sort of hero. But Ukraine never attacked anybody. Zero nations in their entire history. Russia, beginning before World War II, attacked Finland. As part of World War II, they also invaded Poland along with Hitler. Post-World War II, enslavement of the Soviet bloc states. Post-Mikhail, they invaded Russia. They invaded Chechnya. They invaded Ukraine now twice. They invaded Afghanistan. How could I forget that one? So they have a long track record of unprovoked aggression towards neighbors. That fact is undeniable. And again, Ukraine invaded no one. Now, I'm not a Zelensky apologist. Is Zelensky corrupt? Darn right he is. As corrupt as Biden is. But is there anybody think Putin's a saint? How do you think he's gotten his billions of dollars? He's corrupt too. So it's like most things. Everything isn't black and white. There's a whole lot of gray in the middle.
Well, I like to think of Putin as a manly man with his shirtless horse riding and wrestling with bears.
Yeah. Well, I will give him that. Absolutely. He doesn't abide by this, left-wing LGBT mafia agenda garbage.
Oh, no. He nipped that in the bud.
A man is a man and a woman is a woman. So, again, no one necessarily, as they said, Hitler loved Eva. Hitler loved dogs, too. There's no such thing as 100% pure evil except for the devil and 100% good like Jesus. Again, there's
okay,
all that.
Okay, so now you're going to be like, oh, yeah, Hitler had a mother too.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, I give Putin that. I like to, conservative by nature, Republican only by necessity, so I'm not a hyper-partisan hack. And I will give anyone credit when I feel they're due it, and I will criticize anyone, including President Trump at times I did, when I feel he deserves it. I am always about principles, not personalities.
Well, there you go. Yeah, too many cult of personalities as is. That's what's ruined politics.
Yeah, like the whole Putin thing. The thing that bothers me with the Putin thing is I can see in some people. Like we had the Obama zombie cult. Then we had some Trump cultists and some, the other extreme, the Trump derangement syndrome morons like Lizzie Cheney. Crazy Lizzie, as I call her, and Adam Kinzinger, so you've got these problems, again, with, like, cult of personality. You either love them or you hate them. And, again, I am about principles, not personalities. So you shall know them by their fruits. Again, not to continue to bring things back to religion, but that sentence makes sense even outside of religion. I don't care what your pretend intentions are. What have you done? Has it been good? Has it been bad? Has it worked? Has it been effective? Or has it been a failure? Like the left, the Inflation Reduction Act, they love to put these great titles on things to tell you our intentions are good. No, they're not. They're evil. You're hiding behind false names. Your results are what matter. You can't handle
handle the truth.
Absolutely. So how do you feel about the fall of America's Princess, Mr. Liz Cheney?
Yeah, that was a great night. I was concerned early on. I was tweeting. I got banned permanently from Twitter last week, but before that, I was tweeting and putting it on my other 13 social media platforms I'm on about it's good, she's losing, but I was concerned because it looked like it might have only been a 20-point loss. Well, it landed up being almost a 40-point loss, so we got the landslide to send the message that we needed.
Okay. And, yeah.
I want to make this distinction too, because again, this is about principles, not personalities. Liz Cheney actually does not deserve the title Rhino, and I'll tell you why. If you look at her voting record, she was actually even with Trump like 90% of the time while he was in office. So you can't really, honestly, call her a Republican name only because she adhered to the platform pretty good voting-wise. However, you can't pretend to be a rule of law person, which is a principle of the GOP, and engage in the fake impeachments and this January 6th garbage, railroading innocent, and not all are innocent, some engaged in some destructive behavior. But the people who are actually identifiable and provable in a court of law for destruction of property should be charged and prosecuted for that. But what they're doing is trying to persecute a whole lot of people who just wandered into the building. And you could see endless video of the Capitol Police moving barriers out of the way to let people towards the building. You can see them not only opening the doors, because people, that building's doors are sealed electronically. They can't be pried open from the outside. A person, a Capitol Hill cop, had to release the magnetic locks. And you can see in video after video, cop after cop after cop, not trying to hold the door closed, holding the door open and literally waving people into the property. That cannot be trespass if you are invited in. And they are trying to railroad and persecute these people for a false narrative. And we all know some of them, we've got the video, we've got the pictures, are Antifa plants that put on MAGA gear and were engaging in the destructive nature to tank Trump supporters.
Well, that aside, I literally before the show today, I was watching a We the People video, which is also connected with Auditing America. Shout out to Enrique, if you happen to be listening. Yeah, so they go into this public building. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's not a town hall, but it was a public government building. And they went in there recording. And they just wanted to document the place, basically. And whoever the steward is of that building asked them to leave. Now, of course, they didn't leave. And police were called. And it's a big back and forth between the police. And saying that they were, the police were saying that they were going to get trespassed off the property. They're saying it's not possible. This is a city building.
A public building, right. Yeah.
And the cops are like, this is private property. No, it's not. It's the public property. They're like, well, this is paid for by the city. And they're like, okay, we'll just pay for it by taxpayers. It's like, anyway, you, the cops could not argue out of anything. And it came down to, okay, if you don't leave, we'll arrest you.
And then you have to, unfortunately, deal with getting a lawyer and fighting it in court. You'll probably be let off, but then you've got all that hassle. And in Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You, I don't go into the January 6th thing. I do go into general crime and the left being light on crime and, you know, letting these repeat offenders out until eventually they murder someone. And then even then, they're letting them right back out onto the streets to rape and murder and arson and loot again. But I forgot where I was going to go with that. You know, the train left the station. But the trespass, the power of the state to harass you, to try to manipulate you into doing things. Then, oh, I know where I was going. Yeah, even though in Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You, I don't deal on January 6th. On terrorstrikes.info, if you go under the more, there's press releases. I do have a press release, or under the blogs, I do have a blog on the subject going into all the things we've rightly pointed out here. Did I lose you?
Oh, no. Oh, I forgot to switch my mic back on. Yeah, so I ended up going through these groups, and you mentioned the Moors. These people who have to declare their rights, and, you know, fighting for your rights really has a different meaning today than I think even in the past. The Moors in Massachusetts, I think it was Massachusetts, or it was somewhere over there in New England states, where these African-American gentlemen were going on vacation. They're 4th of July vacation, and they were stopped and sent to jail. They've been there since because they had their weapons, which of course they had their permits. It was legal for them to have them, but they've been in jail ever since. And this, I think, it's going on 2 years now because these Moorish men declared who they were, Black Moors, and started speaking, you know, Black's law to the cops. Well, cops don't like that. So, yeah, they've been in jail ever since, unconstitutionally. Yeah,
the problem is where I'm not familiar with the case, so I can't speak too intelligently on it without having the facts to examine. But a lot of the problem and why we need a constitutional, we shouldn't need it. But unfortunately, since we don't follow the Constitution, the Second Amendment is clear. We need a constitutional carry nationwide law so that every state must recognize another state's carry holder permits. Because where we get into trouble is you go across state lines with a weapon and one state may not recognize another state and you get into that trouble. And people nowadays, unfortunately, you see them advertised on TV. I can't think of the name of the group. I think there's like three of them. But if you're a carrier, you need to have carrier insurance to know that you're backed with up to $1 million of legal coverage. So when idiotic things like that happen, and, you know, and to go back to the whole point, because you mentioned they're Black, it should be irrelevant. But since you mentioned it, the first gun laws, unconstitutional gun laws, go back to the Crow days. The Democrats, the fascocrats, enacting gun laws so that Blacks would not be able to defend themselves against the KKK, the fascist arm of the Democrats then, who were killing, not just lynching blacks, but all that might vote Republican and be a threat to their power. Because after the Civil War, 99.9% of all blacks were Republicans, because the GOP was founded as the abolitionist party to free the slaves.
You know, and what?
One of my favorite movies is a Matthew McConaughey movie called Free State of Jones. I highly recommend that movie if you haven't seen it. You could find it under Matthew McConaughey, or the title again is Free State of Jones. And it doesn't just cover that. It covers also up until the civil rights days, where the Republican Party was the party of civil rights. The Democrats filibustered the Civil Rights Act until Johnson convinced the senators, you don't have to vote for it, but as he said, I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years if you let me sign the Civil Rights Act that you've been filibustering for more than a decade. And they didn't vote for the Civil Rights Act. It only passed because of majority Republicans in the House and Senate, and Johnson signed it. Democrats still opposed it.
Okay, people
don't understand history. They buy this bull they get out of these Howard Zinn fiction books that masquerade as history.
Okay, hold on. Now, I've got to read you a post I made on Gab 4 days ago. And I keep bringing up Gab because it's just white supremacist central. And I get attacked I literally every day. Just people see my picture and it's boom, N-word, get out of here. I made a post. Now, I'm going to read it out to you guys. I said, white supremacists are completely missing the point. Nationalism only works when you have multiple religions and races claiming citizenship and patriotism in the same country. I am a nationalist and I support the cleaning out of the corruption of our government and place the family first as the foundation of our society. Republican racists might as well admit to who they really are. And I put there's a picture here of a KKK guy. And I'm going to read what it says around the picture. The Republican Party was founded to end slavery. The first Ku Klux Klan was founded in 1865 in Pulaski, Tennessee, by Democrats. During the Reconstruction era, this secret vigilante group spread throughout the South, intimidating and assaulting, even murdering, both black and white Republicans. Exactly. From 1869 to 1935, every black elected to Congress was a Republican. Boom.
Yep. These are facts, people. These are facts. And what is also a fact is the big party switch manure lie. Now, are there Republican racists? Absolutely. But the Democrat Party is still the party of the KKK and the racists. They want to use blacks, keep them on the Democrat plantation, voting black, voting Democrat, keep giving them empty promises they never fulfill. Yep. And, oh, God almighty, the train of thought got derailed again. Oh, the big party switch myth. Dinesh D'Souza, in a couple of his documentaries, cover this perfectly. The left will always bring up the name Strom Thurmond. Well, Dinesh D'Souza goes through the entire South, puts on the screen with blue dots, every Democrat that voted for the Jim Crow laws, voted against the Civil Rights Act, you know, all the clear racist attempt to hold down blacks policies. Yes. The segregationists, the supporters of racist George Wallace, who ran as a Democrat for president back then. He puts all of them on the screen as blue dots and does, are you ready for the big reveal? How many switched? Less than a fraction of a percent of them. And Strom Thurmond is, of course, the one sole Republican racist in office that they really have to point to. And he was a racist. And Biden was a very good friend of Strom Thurmond. And Biden was also a very good friend of Robert Byrd, the Grand Kleagle of the KKK, who was racist till the day he died.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And probably where he gets his crack from. Hey, let's hit the phone lines.
See, Marcus is on the line.
We got Marcus in Idaho. Yes. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Marcus.
I would like to respond to
Marcus.
Pick up the phone's talking to you, Marcus.
We might have lost him, but there's, given his stay, Idaho, are we sure it's Marcus and not a female who's really saying Idaho?
Well, it's funny that you say that.
Again, keeping our
Marcus is a regular caller, and Marcus has a history. He's shared it on show many a times, but you'll just have to, if that's a discussion you guys want to have, that you can do that. Is he on the line, Marcus?
Again, just keeping a sense of humor, right? You know.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. Can I get some feedback, Mike? Is there a buzz on the line? All right, we lost our producer, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. So your audio, what do you mean your audio is going through us? What? Are we having difficulties at the station today?
Say something? Cause, yeah, all I hear is you, V.
Oh, okay. Well, shucks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, well, you know, technical difficulties are a part of life, right?
Yeah. Marcus usually has something good to fling at us. Maybe we'll recover him, maybe we won't. But, I do believe this. It just bears repeating. The strong arm of the Democrats used to be the KKK. Now the strong arm of the Democrats is Antifa. So, I mean...
Sorry about that. I'm back. I was muted.
Hey!
Guys, I actually have... Skype, the new button... It's a hit and miss. Sometimes it'll unmute. Sometimes it'll says it's muted, but it's not. I have a microphone now where I just click off and on the microphone. I don't even have to touch the mute button. So I suggest that for everybody because Skype is laggy. Does that mean we have Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, sir. Go ahead.
Now. It's like the Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. As much as we go forward with technology, we go backward 10 steps. So it's...
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Well, we sure do as a human race, Marcus. It seems like the more and more we rely on technology, the more we regress as humanity, you know,
indeed,
insofar as being able to socially, responsibly deal with one another.
Yes, sir. Yes, I totally 100% agree with you on that. I wanted to comment on your Last hour, there was an individual who was a host, which was saying we have half a billion guns in America, so we're going to be okay when it comes down to the time that the government is going to squash us and that we will have an uprising. I would like to refute that statement. Not because I don't think that people are responsible with their guns and can do things, but because I believe that our government is going to squash us through every single aspect that they can, through food, through gas, through through communications, through all the aspects. And when it comes time when people are ready to stand up, there will be nothing to stand up for because they won't be able to drive anywhere to get to make their voices heard with their guns. They won't be able to feed their families, which they're going to be scrounging around to try to feed their families. So they're not going to be taking time off to go over to Washington with their guns to take back our government. It seems that's an argument that I have heard for the last couple years from individuals, and it does not ring true with me because of the fact that
Let me add another element, Marcus. Is this thing on? Let me add another element to what you're saying. Okay, so all Americans, we have an uprising, guns, and we go and try to take care of the government. And of course, they have lots of means to squash us. But you have to remember, we are still a part of a global community. If it takes Russia backing up the American citizens, we can make it happen.
Yeah, well, it's like the movie Red Dawn. China, or the TV series Jericho, where Russia comes to the aid of American citizens. They may indeed do so for the wrong reasons, but when you're hungry, you don't care where the food comes from. And Marcus is absolutely right, because we see it now with food processing plants burning to the ground and the withholding and rationing are not, that's the wrong word, regulation, over-regulation in the name of climate hoax, of fertilizer. We're seeing our food supply being destroyed before our very eyes, and the ruling elites don't give a darn, because the ruling elites will, of course, always have their hordes, their special hordes to take care of themselves, while the general people, the general population, starves and suffers.
That's right. They have the deep underground bunkers, the dumps. There has been, like, you and I and many other people, I've got a 6 month food supply. These individuals have 10 years of food supply underground with water, a whole system of electricity, everything that they need, and in case they push their nuclear option for the population of the world. That they're going to be secured in that. Of course, there's always the wild card, which is God, which can be, God can play his wild card and throw everything into confusion so it doesn't turn out the way they have planned. But I just want to caution people that our guns are not the answer. They're not going to be the answer. No matter how much we think we've got strength in our guns, that is not going to be the answer, because when it comes down to playing that card, it's already going to be lost. The game is lost.
I want to agree with you to some degree there, Marcus, and I do want to issue a warning to you, though. You got to be careful about boasting about your prep. I was on Contra Radio Network, which is the main audience is preppers. And so I don't discuss how prepped and ready I am, but you definitely need guns to protect yourself against the people who aren't prepped, because they're going to be coming at you, and you will need guns to defend your prep and your family when that time comes.
Right. And so, yeah, that's the guns to protect yourself, to be a little mild community, rather than the patriots which storm our government. The patriots storming our government, I don't see that happening again right now. I would love to. I would love to take back our government. I don't see it happening. I don't see that we have the fortitude.
Let me add in here. excuse me. Still sick over here. I don't think it's going to take a whole bunch of militias. I don't even think it's going to take a 5-man squad. For me, all it's going to take, and really to save the world, is maybe one man and maybe one clip, a few place red dots.
Few
selected skulls to turn into smash watermelon.
Yeah.
I think that could buy us another 100 years or so.
Yeah, and I want to bring it back to January 6th, because the left continues this false narrative of an armed insurrection. The only people armed at the Capitol were the Capitol Hill police, and the only real death was the murder, cold-blooded murder of the unarmed, innocent Ashley Babbitt. Now, they like to say there were 6 deaths. The way they twist that is gang violence in Washington, D.C. that night resulted in 6 deaths. And they, because it happened in D.C., they want to attribute it to Jan 6th. That's how the left operates. They always have to spin and twist things because they never can deal in reality.
It's the way you report the truth. It's the way you report things that makes the truth, as far as mainstream media is concerned.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of those things. Yeah.
Why I'm looking forward to joining the Liberty Beacon as a writer and dealing. You've got to go outside the mainstream media, as I call them, because they are our enemies. They aren't the mainstream media anymore. They're not reporting facts. They're reporting a narrative to try and manipulate the public rather than reporting news and letting you decide. And places like the Liberty Beacon are of utmost importance for people.
Hold on there. You know what? You're flying our flag here, but you haven't told us where to buy the book yet this hour. Real quick.
Yeah, please. Terror Strikes, coming soon to a city near you. You can get it, of course, at Books A Million or Barnes & Noble or even Amazon, but I know most people probably in this audience want to avoid Amazon. But you can get an autographed copy direct from me going at terrorstrikes.info/buy.
All right. Well, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the show. Thank you for tuning in. I will most definitely be here, unless I'm in the hospital, next week. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the guest. Share the media, by the way, and tlbtalk.com. I'm out.
The invasion continues. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. 4.9 million illegal aliens that we know of have entered the nation since Biden took office. 900,000 were gotaways, who were seen but not apprehended. 56 known terrorists were captured in the 4 million aliens that were processed. So using the same ratio of terrorists to aliens, there were probably 12 or more terrorists in the 900,000 gotaways. In reality, that ratio is probably higher because criminals and terrorists don't want to be caught. Fentanyl is now 2/3 of the overdose deaths in America. 1,200 people have been found dead on the U.S. side of the southern border. At least a dozen terrorists roam free in our country. Tell me again how an open border is the humane thing to do. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.